It's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, it's Jay Stu and Ryan here, and we just want to give our two cents on our Fan Expo experience this year.
No, definitely.
So, first of all, we want to thank the fine folks of Fan Expo for supplying us with a couple press passes this year. That was awesome of you.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Thank you.
And we had a good time. The setup of it was a little bit better this year. They had it in two different rooms, all the celebrities in one room and all the vendors and Artist Alley in the other.
And then the fact that they had the ticket sellers on the street as well.
That was new.
That was, I think that sped things along quite well. And then they blocked off that street too.
Yeah, the side street right beside the convention center. So that was, it was well done that way this year. Always loved the Artist Alley. Was that your first you went with me
a couple years. I didn't get a chance to make it last year. We went on the Sunday last time, and it was still so crowded. This time, I think, because of the way they separated things, I mean, you still got a chance to kind of still see the artwork, talk to the artist. I would have preferred to a little bit more wider room, just...
No.
They still had a lot of people, and I didn't want to stop anyone from making a sale, right?
So, oh, definitely.
But no, I still had a good time.
Yeah, it was great. Now that we've been doing this for over a year and a half, it's cool that we go in Artist Alley now and people know us.
Well, we've interviewed quite a few of the artists, right? So, and then now we're just seeing them at the usual, as they say, the usual suspects.
Yeah, well, it was good seeing Alfonso from Studio Comics, mm-hmm. and Lara from Jaded Dragon Studios, and GCE, of course.
Of course.
We've really bonded with. And we met some new friends in the Artist Alley this year. Well, one of the guys, Jason Liu, is actually one of the X-Men of Toronto. He wrote a comic book, and we got to talk to him, so that was pretty cool. And just all kinds of cool stuff to look at in the Artist Alley. We got to meet Katie Cook, who writes for My Little Pony. She was very nice. And our friend Chantel was there near Artist Alley doing some cosplay. We missed out on the cosplay days, of course.
That's okay. I mean,
Dang it.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully next year we'll make it to the couple days.
Yeah, definitely. So you were a big fan of the way it was laid out this year?
Yeah, though? I think it made much more sense. I heard that Saturday was still crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But
I heard you couldn't even breathe in there on Saturday.
But no, I still had a good time on the Sunday that we went.
That's cool. Did you have like a favorite thing you got to see that day? Or?
No, just seeing, with now getting more pictures taken of the cosplayers and the events, it was just kind of cool just seeing how it was set up. And I was given a pointer to, as far as next year, try to stay by the escalators to get all the pictures.
So. Yeah, a lot of them were there. And I also want to thank, great big thanks actually to cosplay extraordinaire / model Holly Wolf for the help she gave us that day.
Yeah, no, because we did have an opportunity to interview her. She was in her Wonder Woman costume that she just came from a photo shoot with.
Yeah, very cool costume. We got a lot of hits on that interview, so thanks, yeah. Holly. Much appreciated.
No, definitely. And for those that don't, definitely check out our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And I'm trying to think what else. All the cosplaying was well done this year.
Yes.
Did you have a favorite cosplayer this year?
Deadpool. Anything Deadpool.
There was a lot of Deadpool there.
There's like three adult. There's two red, one of the gray, and then they had two kid Deadpools. They were doing, and then they had the female Deadpool, which was kind of cool. But yeah, there was tons of Deadpool.
I remember seeing the Deadpool in the wedding outfit from the cover of the wedding issue this year. So top hat, Deadpool mask.
Cool.
Yeah, Deadpool was a big one. A lot of Star-Lords from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, of course, there would have to be.
Like, there was one poor guy with a Groot in the lobby. I don't think they even made it inside. People were taking pictures.
Nice.
Yeah, that was cool. And our friend Dr. Steeble was hanging out with one of the Star-Lords all day, too.
Yep.
The only thing I was disappointed in with is, there were some people we definitely wanted to interview, which we couldn't. Some of the big guys I can understand. I know there was no way we're getting Nathan Fillion. But Ivy Doomkitty would have been nice.
I did just think at the time, because they did show up.
Yeah, I mean, they were very busy, too, obviously. And you got to finally meet the Browncoats.
Yeah, that was cool. I never had an opportunity at the different events, so...
And thanks for calling me out in front of them.
I needed to have backup, right?
Oh, you know it. But all in all, it was a great experience. Hope to work with you guys again in the future, and we'll be back next year, and hopefully,
yeah, for sure.
Again, thanks for the press pass. And the experience was great, so thanks, Fan Expo.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you next year.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.